Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now we go live to Tampa, Florida, where tomorrow the Gopher football team will engage in the Outback Bowl, against Auburn. Festivities have been going on for really since the day after Christmas, I guess. Minnesotans flocking to the area, and always leading the way is Steve Urban from the Gopher Traveling Party, and he's had a he has not missed a bowl game in the last 30 years the Gophers have played in, plus NCAA basketball tournaments and much more. And he joins us from Tampa. Steve, we promise we'd get a hold of you the eve of the game, and it's New Year's Eve as well. Give us a lay of the land. I biked over here from TV just shortly. The wind chill was 15 below as it hit my face. Ice everywhere, cars pulling out. Not a fun trip. Can you tell me how it feels in Tampa right now?
Well, Mike, I want to tell you one thing to start this whole thing out. And all the people in Minnesota listening to this, we just have experienced 3 days of the best, absolutely the best bowl game that the Gophers could ever go to for the Minnesota Gopher, traveling Gopher fans.
Why do you say that?
Well, first of all, we were in Tampa Bay and saw the Dolly Museum and learned out all about things there. Then we went to Whiskey Joe's on Sunday night, and of course that's a beach bar. And had a great time with reggae music yesterday at Clearwater Beach.
The prettiest, the most pristine beach maybe in the world.
Absolutely. And think of this, Mikey. Think of this. The Gopher football team was in the water passing footballs to the kids. The drum line from the University of Minnesota band was in the water with the sun on the back, beating the drums. The people were all over meeting the parents, meeting and Fleck didn't hold back. He allowed these kids to enjoy themselves with the fans. Unbelievable. There was the tug of war that the gals won. The cheer squad gals beat Auburn.
You mean the cheer squad gals against the cheer squad gals? Is that what it was?
Yeah, over a big.
Because if they beat the Auburn football team, we're in good shape tomorrow, right?
Well, yeah. What I'm trying to say, it was unbelievable. But I want to just say one other thing tonight, because this you never get mentioned, in sports. The twirling club of the University of Minnesota, the gals that were the three top twirlers, unbelievable, because it was nighttime when they were twirling, so they had lights on it. It was absolutely fabulous.
Really?
And we're still – the parade just finished.
And the band is there in full force?
Oh, yeah.
I understand there were some thoughts that they wouldn't bring the entire band, and they said the dilemma was tuba or not tuba. That is the question. God, I like that one. I've used it before, but it still holds well.
Well, I want to tell you, this is such an Americana thing. If you don't believe in America, just come to this bowl game. They had 15 high school bands, 15. And I have to say that the...
including Edina.
Edina was here. Armstrong was here. But I have to say, I'm not going to be partial, but I'm going to tell you the Arcadia band from California was unbelievably sharp.
How come? What do you look for in a good band?
Well, I think, first of all, is the twirlers as they come down.
Okay.
How do they twirl?
Yeah, but they can twirl all year. That's the problem. We're seasonal here, but they can twirl all year.
Well, then, sorry about that.
Yeah.
That's why we have domes to play football. No, it was such a uplifting experience for every traveling Gopher. It's unbelievable.
Now, I talked to you yesterday. I said I like the Gophers in this one. I have a good feeling that they're going to do a number on Auburn. You have the same feeling?
Well, I've watched this team from beginning, and I remember when we first signed Tanner Morgan, and somebody says, well, who is he? I says, I'll tell you what, he's the next Gopher quarterback that's going to take us to the promised land, and he is that kind of a quarterback. And I tell you what, you don't win unless you have a quarterback. Yeah. I don't care what you say. And then our wide receiver. I mean, can you imagine, Mike?
How are they going to match up with those wideouts?
Well, just think about this. We have an All-American receiver. And we have another receiver that's going to go in the NFL.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Are we ready to attack? Absolutely.
Now, do you get a feel from a team? Because you spend a lot of time with different teams. Do you get a feel as to where they're at emotionally going into a game?
Well, I'll tell you what. When I saw it on Clearwater Beach yesterday with the team, they came down. They actually ate their dinner on the beach. And then they went out with the kids. I'm going to tell you, it's just like a racehorse. If a racehorse is calm and cool, he's going to win.
And you've known a lot of racehorses because you've owned a lot of them.
Yeah, and guess what? They were calm and cool.
Okay.
And that's my kind of an athlete.
Now, have you had a chance to observe Auburn, though, and are they calm and cool as well? Because then we've got a dilemma.
You know what? When you're a winner, you don't care. You just go out and play the game.
Okay. So you're liking the Gophers big as well.
I'll tell you what. I don't know what the spreads are. I don't know go by that much. But I like the Gophers simply because they have proven themselves this year. I think Fleck is certainly proven himself. The staff has proven himself. I'm not trying to patronize here. I'm just trying to tell you the reality of it. And what I can see right now is what I saw on the beach yesterday with these Gopher football players, they were not worried about anything. They were having a good time, and I'm going to tell you, that's the kind of a horse I want to go into a race with, somebody that's cool.
Now, give me a feel for Auburn fans. Do you see them often, or is there a huge delegation because it's driving distance? What is it?
Well, yes, they're starting to come into town. Of course, they come in for one night and then leave. But I tell you what, the owner of the place, the Central Cantina, where we actually took over the balcony and looked down over the stage and saw everything, you know, it was a cool move by the Traveling Gophers, let me put it that way.
Well, you guys are veterans, though. If anybody's going to figure that stuff out before anybody else does, it's the Traveling Gophers, because I've seen you operate for years.
Yes, and that's exactly what we did. And the owner, you know, when I came out to get on the radio, the owner says, Steve, we've had Iowa here, we've had Wisconsin. And he says, the Minnesota fans that we have seen here are absolutely the nicest of the whole group, plus you guys really have flooded our Ybor City. And, you know, that was really quite a compliment. It wasn't a lot of BS or anything. And that's what this is all about. Gopher football is so fantastic because of the people you meet and what's happening with us now.
Now you have met just about everybody you could meet, I would think. Do you meet new people on a trip like this?
Oh, I'll tell you what. We brought two 737s down.
Two?
Yeah, and I would say half of them were people that had never traveled with Creative Charters and the Traveling Gophers. But I can guarantee you those half are going to be traveling with us again.
From all over?
Real Gopher fans.
From all over or where?
You know what? Somebody asked me that question, Mike. And, of course, you're not an inner-city kid.
No.
So you'll understand what they said. Well, how many people are from out of state, you know, out of the Twin Cities? And I said, maybe 40%. But as we look and talk to these people, these are the real Minnesotans.
Oh, yeah.
I think we got 60 or 70% from outside.
Yeah, outstate always supports the Gophers better, I think. I mean, in terms of percentages. I mean, not maybe in popular, you know, but in percentages. They're more vested.
Well, you know, you take like a guy like Brent Baumgard from, you know, from Okabena, Minnesota.
Right by Heron
Most
Lake, yeah.
Most people don't even know where Okabena is, for God's sake.
It's right by Heron Lake, though.
Yeah, and yet he is one of the best supporters for the Gophers. You take Stan Hupp out of Faribault, for God's sake.
Yeah.
You know, and you start going all around, I mean, north.
Where Bruce Smith, the last Heisman winner, came from.
Yeah. And you start looking around, Minnesota supports Minnesota. And these people are having a ball down here. You know, it's not just us. Dorothy and I are the only people that put the people at the right place at the right time and take all the credit for it.
That's what good coaches do.
That's right.
That's right. Now, do you come back after the game tomorrow, or do you get another day?
One flight does, and another flight. We're having a party at the Hilton Hotel where we're staying downtown. And we're having a Rose Bowl party.
You mean after the Gopher game, it's a Rose Bowl party and root for the Badgers?
Yeah. Rose Bowl party.
Now, will the Traveling Gophers, are you allowed to root for the Badgers since it's Big Ten tomorrow or not?
Oh, yeah, it's Big Ten. Everybody, you know, they throw everything aside.
Even the Badgers, huh?
Why not?
Yeah, I agree with you, but I just didn't know how your group felt about it.
Oh, no, they're, I don't think anybody will root for Oregon. No way.
Okay. And then you come back either tomorrow night or the following day, but how long have you been down there?
Oh, we came down on Saturday morning.
Hey. Okay, give me the highlight. What's been the biggest highlight that you've seen so far?
Well, I think getting on the airplane was biggest. Remember that ice storm in the morning on
Saturday?
Yeah. At 8:30 in the morning, I had 50 people missing from the flight that was supposed to get on. And I made some phone calls. And fortunately, made some phone calls. They delayed the plane an hour and 45 minutes. And you know what? With the people that didn't make it, we put on the other airplane and I switched people. And I tell you what, Creative Charters, Stephen Dorothy Urban, never left a gopher behind.
Boy, that's got to be high stress, though, when you get an ice storm like that to start it.
Oh, well, you know, it's like anything, though. It's just like sports. You make a fumble, what do?
You got to adjust. You can keep playing the game till you win, right?
That's right.
Is Bill Robinson on this trip?
Oh, Billy. Yeah, Billy is.
Oh, boy.
86-year-old Billy Robinson. Isn't that something?
Is he the oldest on the Traveling Gophers this year?
I'll tell you what, he might be.
That guy can do it, man. He's flat out great, though.
Yeah. But I just, again, want to say that it has been the most exciting bowl game that we've ever been in.
More so than last year, huh?
Oh, well, Detroit's nice. But.
Don't get me wrong, right?
Yeah. No, but just the whole activities for the 3-4 days, and then tomorrow we got the game. If you don't get hyped up for this game by going here in the
I can just tell, you know, the Gophers are going to drill them. I can just feel it in your voice.
Well, I'll tell you why. If our defense can hold off a few of those passes, the Gophers win easy.
Going away.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the way you like to see a horse run down the stretch, going away.
All right, big fella. Yeah, appreciate it very much. Thank you so much for giving us a little peek inside it, Steve.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate that the rest of the Gophers that are listening to you tonight didn't go, because I'll tell you what, they missed out on the greatest Gopher experience in many years.
Yes, but this morning we got to shovel, which was a lot of fun, and then we got to come into work and we'll make sure we didn't slip on the ice. We've had an eventful day, too. Steve, I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, and go Gophers.
Go Gophers. Steve Urban.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.